Today, a federal judge has thrown out a $14 million defamation suit involving a Maine activist who publicized sex abuse allegations against a former Catholic brother who ran an orphanage in Haiti. The judge ruled the plaintiff in the case was not living in the United States when the claim was filed, and so the suit should never have been heard in a U.S. court. A.J. Higgins has more.
A year after a federal jury concluded that activist Paul Kendrick had defamed Michael Geilenfeld, the suit is back to square one. Geilenfeld, the founder of St. Joseph's Home for Boys in Port-au-Prince, Haiti, had been awarded more than $14 million in damages. But an appellate court questioned whether Geilenfeld should have been able to file a claim in a U.S. court since he wasn't living in the United States at the time of the alleged conduct. The appellate court sent the case back to U.S. District Court Judge John Woodcock for review, and on Monday, Woodcock dismissed the claims on jurisdictional grounds.
I'm not surprised by the decision. I think the evidence was pretty clear that Mr. Geilenfeld was a permanent resident of Haiti.
Attorney David Walker of Portland, who represents Kendrick, says Woodcock's ruling essentially nullifies the jury's verdict against his client. But Walker says Kendrick is preparing for more litigation.
I think he understands the situation and understands that an appeal is likely. We sort of knew that going in. And also, I think it's possible that another lawsuit could be filed, but we just don't know at this time.
We're still in the process of considering the likelihood of a successful appeal. And I think that it would be certainly the next most logical step would be to appeal the court's ruling.
Russell Pierce, a Portland attorney, is representing Geilenfeld following the recent death of his former lawyer, Peter Detroit. Pierce says Woodcock's ruling was based on an arcane rule concluding that because his client was residing in Haiti at the time of the alleged conduct, that prevented him from bringing suit in federal court.
Of course, we disagree with that ruling and we're disappointed by it. We felt that and have felt all along that Mr. Geilenfeld was domiciled in Iowa. It's where his voter's registration, driver's license, bank accounts, his permanent address was located throughout the time that he worked in Haiti, but he remained domiciled in Iowa, and the judge did not agree.
Any appeal of the dismissal ruling would be lodged with the first U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Boston. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm A.J. Higgins.